Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests for this segment are Kevin Vasquez, Executive Director of Granite Wellness Centers Foundation, and Victoria Blacksmith, CEO of Granite Wellness Centers and the Granite Wellness Centers Foundation. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having us.
Glad you could both join me this morning. I heard about you guys a while ago and finally reached out to our friend Renee, who put me in touch with you. I'm really looking forward to learning all about what you do. Let's start with the basics here. What exactly is Granite Wellness Centers?
We're a nonprofit organization, a 501c3, that serves the substance use disorder and behavioral health community. And we know we've been around. Our history is lengthy and long and successful in serving our community. We're about 47 years old and have sites across a lot of Placer and Nevada County. We have sites in Grass Valley, Nevada City, Auburn, Roseville, Lincoln, Truckee, and up in Kings Beach near Tahoe. So we have a large footprint, but you know, it's really just been over the years the opportunity to continue to see, you know, a very big need in our community, and over time having the opportunities through collaboration to grow and expand and really provide service to our community that needs help with the substance use disorder issues or any sort of behavioral health issues that arise.
What is Granite Wellness Center's mission?
Our mission is to provide health and wellness, and it's really, you know, to connect with our substance use disorder and behavioral health community to promote wellness and quality of life, because we strongly believe that, you know, while we can reach out to people and bring them into our organization for services, it's more than that. It's a continuum of care. It's really meeting clients that come to us at that point where they are in their early on process of wanting to address their addiction and get healthy, or if it's a part in their continuum of recovery where they want to seek out and continue for more support or additional help. So it's really, for us, an opportunity to connect with them at the point that they need us most and continue to offer that care. And there's a lot more that's involved in speaking to a mission and vision of organizations. So I don't know if there's more that Victoria has to add to that, because I know it's a very important mission for us.
Sure. What would you like to add, Victoria?
Yeah, our mission statement's actually pretty simple, and it's to promote wellness and quality of life, right? Wellness is obviously kind of a simple thing to define, right? But quality of life, I feel like, deserves a little bit more time. And so when we talk about quality of life, we're talking about the degree to which an individual is healthy and comfortable and able to function and participate in life, right? When we're struggling with addiction that hinders our ability to do all of these things and to have a good quality of life, that's why I really just appreciated the mission statement when I joined, because I've been with the organization for about 2 years, in this seat for about a year. It's a simple program for complicated people, right? That's like one of the easiest ways to kind of go through this piece. It's like the program is simple, but there's so many barriers that we create amongst our own environments and communities and relationships that it impacts our quality of life, right? So when we talk about what is our mission, it's that. It's improving wellness and quality of life. And there's just so much that you can categorize under that. And I'm one of those individuals where it's less is more. And so I really do appreciate the mission statement being right. So simple. However, it is so multi-layered and multifaceted.
Absolutely.
I love that. It's a simple program for complicated people.
Absolutely, and complicated issues.
Right. What kind of impact does GWC have on our communities?
When we're talking about impacting our community, I mean, we're talking about impacting it at every single level possible. When it comes to substance use and mental health disorders, there's no discrimination, right? There's no classism. There's no none of that that exists with this particular disease. It impacts our community in so many different ways. We have a child development program, right? So we're talking about getting individuals in the door, providing them some of that support from the time that they are infants, right? And we have an intervention and prevention program for adolescents. And then we serve individuals up until however old. What we've also seen is people from so many different walks of life come through our doors, right? Very successful business people, people that have had, you know, bouts with homelessness. We've had attorneys. We've had law enforcement personnel. There's just been so many individuals that are impacted by substance use. So when we talk about how does Granite Wellness impact the community, you can look at all of the ways that substance use negatively impacts our community, and we are on the solution side of that, right?
Yeah, and I would just add that the benefit to the community, as Victoria had said earlier, is just about providing opportunities for wellness for a very difficult issue that, you know, not only is the state dealing with, the county dealing with, but our country is dealing with. And being able to, you know, reach out and help people with our residential programming or our recovery residence programming, and Victoria mentioned a lot of our other outpatient programs that work with families ranging from child development through adolescent through adult therapies and everything in between. So it's just a very broad spectrum of services, again, that can meet people where they're at and a wide breadth of people and families within our community.
When we're talking about community, I think it's important to just know, and I'm not going to be able to list all of our partners, but we sit and we have meetings with the DA's office, right? With PD, with the local hospitals of like, how do we all come together as service providers, as individuals who are interacting with these people who need help, and how do we support one another to better support them? It's important to note that it's not just us, but it is a huge community effort that we're all working towards to improve our community as a whole.
Right. And we touched on this a little bit too. What type of programs do you have for adolescents?
To be honest, I feel like it's one of the best within definitely the county, but I would even go so far as saying within, you know, Northern California. And it's just an opportunity, you know, with adolescents right now. And I think what you're seeing, especially with getting through the last couple of years in COVID and a lot of that social interaction that was taken away from a lot of adolescents at a significant developmental period in their lives.
Sure.
A lot of them were missing that social aspect. A lot of them were turning to experimentation, were turning to different avenues of different, basically, experimentation, or it was intensifying addiction that might have already been in place. And so our adolescent program really is able to work with a lot of these adolescents either through our different in-school programs, which are really significant throughout the counties, or we actually have groups that meet here at our facilities regularly where all of our different counselors and our therapists are able to meet with these adolescents and really kind of talk through a lot of the issues that they're dealing with, be able to, you know, kind of counsel them and help them through whatever this addiction is and really help them onto recovery and self-discovery of what a real interactive life can look like without having to depend on addiction and substances.
Right. What type of prevention services do you offer at Granite Wellness Centers?
I'd say one of our big ones is a partnership that we have that's called the Coalition for Auburn and Lincoln Youth. That really is a big partnership between Granite Wellness Centers and a lot of our county partners and other nonprofit partners that, you know, work with the prevention and outreach throughout the community. And it's, you know, hosting events and creating awareness around what does addiction look like? What is addiction? How do we identify it? How do we find support for it? I think not only on the support and service side, but then also on just the education side and providing opportunities for community groups, for parents, for a lot of different partners out there to kind of understand what is going on with addiction and substance use disorder, and how can we identify it, how can we provide assistance and help, and really get people moving into the right direction.
We're hearing a lot about a very dangerous drug these days. How is Granite Wellness Center addressing the fentanyl crisis?
That is definitely been at the forefront. I think a lot of people within the community have either, through 6 degrees of separation, been connected to it. The media outlets have obviously grabbed onto it as well. Fentanyl, it's a synthetic opiate that is extremely potent. It's 50 times more powerful than heroin and 100 times more powerful than morphine.
Wow.
And it's extremely dangerous because a very, very small amount can be catastrophic. So what you're seeing is, you know, from even people that might be struggling with regular addiction, and if fentanyl is making it into what they think is a different type of opiate or drug that they might be using, it can result in overdose and death, or even with adolescents that might be experimenting for the first time and they don't know what they're looking for, and there can be, you know, dire consequences there. So as an organization, what we're doing is definitely providing that outreach and that prevention, that education to understand what is fentanyl, how is it getting into, you know, this different streamline of the different substances that are out there. And hopefully through that education and that prevention, we're able to reach out to the community to really create this awareness. But then on the other end, for I guess more of the treatment side of things, is we also provide what's called Narcan, and it's a substance that can actually reverse any sort of overdose type of symptoms if someone has ingested fentanyl. We distribute that to a lot of our different community partners as well as the different groups that we work with, so that they understand that if you do see a dire circumstance with a potential overdose, that there is the potential to save somebody's life. It's through those different avenues that, you know, we're creating that awareness, and hopefully as we work with more and more individuals in our programming, be able to steer folks in the right direction to even avoid that chance that they could be exposed to fentanyl.
You're buying drugs on the black market. You don't know what you're going to get. You know, somebody's going to sell you something. You're going to try it. And I've heard stories about people have just, that was their first time they'd ever tried anything, and now they're dead.
Right. Yes, it's scary.
Right. With fentanyl, I think it's important to also identify the fact that, yeah, it's an opioid synthetic, right? So when we're talking about the opioid crisis, this is a part of that opioid crisis. So we do inductions on site, which is medication-assisted treatment for individuals who are suffering from opioid use disorder. These medications are there to help ease them through that withdrawal. Some of these drugs have the potential also to make it that much more easy for an individual to be susceptible to an overdose, right? Because they've been on this medication, they're slowly tapering their opioids down, and then they go back out and they think they can use the same amount that they used before. Mm. And then we've got that issue,
right?
With fentanyl, a lot of what we're seeing is prescription drugs. So people are using prescription drugs that are unknowingly laced with fentanyl. Mm. Another issue with the Narcan is that fentanyl is stronger than most opioids. So at times, you need a significant number of Narcan doses to reverse a fentanyl overdose. That's something that we've been seeing lately and hearing about from our law enforcement partners. It's a huge issue, especially in the Nevada County community. The numbers are pretty staggering. For our individuals that come in and they let us know that they're using fentanyl, or we find out that they're using fentanyl by means of testing, we provide additional supportive supervision services for those individuals, right? So a little bit more testing, more education, making sure that everybody has a clear understanding of where the Narcan is and how to use it. Because it is that quick, it's just a small window of time in which somebody could be gone in seconds.
Right. Well, we've all been doing the COVID shuffle for the last couple of years. How did COVID-19 impact Granite Wellness Center and your clients?
COVID has been really, really difficult, right? I think one of the most difficult things is continuing to provide services to an at-need population in the midst of the pandemic, right? Also understanding that the population that we're serving a lot of times has a higher propensity to not be taking care of their health.
Right.
That concern of, you know, in a residential setting, when you have 28 clients there, bringing in a brand new client off the street, it makes everybody nervous. And so we had to implement some isolation policies, right? We had to implement policies. And when I say isolation, I mean keeping individuals away from other individuals who had already gotten out of that quarantine period.
Right.
Finding creative ways to, you know, engage the clients outdoors, engage in like FaceTime visits, because you also have to remember for these individuals that are living in our residential setting, they also had to have a significant shift in the communication and contact with their own families. So it was a pretty significant shift, but I will say that we were able to continue to provide services at all of our sites throughout the pandemic. We did have some staffing issues, which I think is like the universal, you know, around the world issue. I want to say like in January, we had something like 40 something staff out all at once.
Wow.
As a result of COVID, right?
Yeah.
And then we get hit with, you know, because we're behavioral health, the testing mandates. So our staff are required to test weekly if they're not fully vaccinated. And we put some practices in place to ensure that just regular testing was going on to protect our staff and our clients. And so other than that big surge in January, we have been able to continue providing services. We did the switch to the virtual world, which actually opened the doors to a lot of other things that we didn't really think about.
Sure.
And some of our clients actually really love it. So we're currently in a hybrid model now where our doors are open. We do have some services in person, but we are also still providing virtual services.
Boy, would I love to put you guys out of business, but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen anytime soon. So is Granite Wellness Centers, are you guys hiring right now?
We are always hiring. we are always hiring. And I will say, you know, we've made some pretty significant changes to our operations. And so I'm going to put a little pitch out there right now for us, Doug.
Sure.
We offer, you know, 100% of benefits are covered for the employee. We offer 13 paid holidays and 2 mental health days. We are really focused and working towards a culture of balance and support, you know, as we're coming out of this pandemic. It's like, what is this new normal?
Yeah.
And we're trying to navigate that piece too, of, you know, like who continues to work remote and who's in the office all the time and how do we navigate these things? And so, yes, we are hiring, always looking for SUD counselors, licensed clinicians, practicum students, you know, anybody who's interested in the field of SUD, adolescence, prevention, mental health, visit our website.
GraniteWellness.org.
Perfect.
What is Granite Wellness Center doing in relation to diversity, equity, and inclusion?
In my research, this is what I focus on is inclusion and equity. And, you know, one thing in Granite that I think is really important that I discovered is a lack of access to a diverse population. And I think that comes from also just a lack of clinicians who are available and able to provide services in different languages from different cultures. And so that is something that is very important to me. We have been focusing some of our educational pieces to the community on working with different populations. And so we've done one with the American Indian population. We've done one with the African American population. We're currently in the works of doing one with the Latino population, just to provide greater understanding about the cultural considerations that need to be taken into account when working with clients from diverse backgrounds. That also impacts how we work with each other in our offices.
Sure.
And so, you know, I think we're continuing in that path, continuing our education and our training in those areas until we get to a place where it feels a little bit more balanced.
Perfect way to describe it, balanced.
How is Granite Wellness Center funded?
Well, that's always an interesting question when you're a nonprofit, right, Doug?
Right, absolutely.
Our organization kind of, if you looked at, you know, a circular pie, it has different pieces as far as where we see our revenue streams. You know, it's everything from, you know, insurance to private pay to contracts and grants. And, you know, philanthropy, individuals that donate money to the organization. So that seems like a simple answer for a very complex question as far as, you know, the different revenue streams that we see, but that definitely is kind of how our pie is balanced out. And there's obviously a lot of different activity that happens within those different pieces of the pie and how much funding we see in certain areas.
And another way you guys are funded, the big day of giving. What are you guys doing for the big day of giving?
Yes, the big day of giving, or as within the nonprofit community, we call it Big Dog.
Big Dog.
It's a phenomenal philanthropic day. It's this year, it's on May 5th. And what it is it's a regional event where, you know, hundreds of thousands of nonprofits have a platform that is hosted through the Sacramento Community Foundation, where, you know, people can go and visit a website and see all these different nonprofits out there doing great work and know about their mission and vision and then donate on that particular day. So it's a 24-hour donation day to local nonprofits within the greater Sacramento area. And it obviously we're participating in it and hope that folks will take the opportunity either through listening about us on this show or, you know, even just jumping on our website to learn more about us and go online at www.bigdayofgiving/GWC Foundation. And on that link, you'll have the opportunity to see our landing page, read a little bit about us, and hopefully, you know, feel it in your philanthropic heart to donate to the organization. It's a great way to help us, you know, meet the needs of our community and really, you know, build a healthy and balanced and well community.
Well, other than making a big donation on the big day of giving, what else can our listeners do to help Granite Wellness Centers?
I think there's a lot of opportunities. You know, you hit it on the head by obviously any sort of philanthropic donations are a big help, but I think volunteering too is a wonderful way to be able to give back to Granite. And we have different opportunities either through different events that we host, either for fundraising or for outreach and prevention opportunities. There's some chances to help there.
And I'm always interested in when people have ideas that they want to bring to the table and, you know, that they think could benefit our clients or our organization. We just had a situation like that a couple of weeks ago, and we actually have, a nutritionist reach out not that long ago about like, hey, I've got some free time. I'd love to take a look at your menus and see if I can make them a little healthier. So always open to those opportunities as well. But from a volunteer perspective, I think you hit all of those, Kevin.
How can our listeners help? A little bit of anything and everything, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both so much for your time this morning, and thank you for doing what you do. Kevin Vasquez is the Executive Director of the Granite Wellness Centers Foundation. Victoria Blacksmith is CEO of Granite Wellness Centers and the Granite Wellness Centers Foundation. Find out more online at granitewellness.org. Thank you both so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
Take good care.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. Hope you enjoy your weekend, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.